ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are going for the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, and text number 20 and 21. This is text 20. Nidur mahur dundubaya sahasrasho. Gandharva kim purusha kinnara jagaho. Manasvinanena kritam sudushcharam. Vidvanadadhyā trippe jagatraya. Purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the Gandharvas and Kimpurushas and Kinnaras sounded thousands and thousands of kettle drums and trumpets again and again, and they sang in great jubilation, declaring how exalted a person is Bali Maharaj and what a difficult task he has performed. Even though he knew that Lord Vishnu was on the side of his enemies, he nonetheless gave the Lord the entire three worlds of in charity. Text 21. Tadvamanam rupam avadata buhatam hare ranantasya gunatrayatmakam buakham disodayur vivarta payodayas triyani naradeva rasaya jadhas ashta. Translation and prophet. The unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of Vamana, then began increasing in size, acting in terms of material energy, until everything in the universe was within his body, including the earth, the planetary systems, the sky, the directions, the various holes in the universe, the seas, the oceans, the birds, beasts, human beings, the demigods, and the great saintly person. Please repeat this. The unlimited supreme purpose, Bali Maharaj wanted to give charity to Vamandev, but the Lord expanded his body in such a way that he showed Bali Maharaj that everything in the universe is already in his body. Actually, no one can give anything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for He is full in everything. Sometimes we see devotees offering Ganges water to the Ganges. After taking his bath in the Ganges, a devotee takes a palm full of water and offers it back to the Ganges. Actually, when one takes the palm full of water from the Ganges does not lose anything. And similarly, if devotee offers palmful of water to the Ganges does not increase in any way. But by such an offering, the devotee becomes celebrated as the devotee of Mother Ganga. Similarly, when we offer anything with devotion and faith, what we offer does not belong to us, nor does it enrich the opulence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if one offers whatever he has in his position, he becomes a recognized devotee. In this regard, the example is given that when one's face is decorated with garland and sandalwood pulp, The reflection of one's face in mirror automatically becomes beautiful. The original source of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our original source also. Therefore, when Supreme Personality of Godhead is decorated, the devotees and all living entities are decorated automatically. Hare Krishna. First of all, I need the blessing from all the senior devotees and a prayer from all the devotees so that I can be able to speak and purify myself. So, please give me blessings. Hare Krishna. So, this beautiful verse, Bali Maharaj, actually, the first is everyone, the people from Gandharva Loka, Kimpurusha Loka, Kinnara Loka, with real jubilation, they were really playing the trumpets and with wonderful mood they were expressing. And here, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamandev, he started increasing his entire size and including the all earth. Actually, here we can understand Lord has got everything within himself, in his entire body. Everything is there within the body of the Lord. This we can, and here everything like sky, direction, various holes, seas, oceans, birds, human beings, everything. In Purport Prabhupada's very beautifully narrated that Vamandev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by seeing him, Bali Maharaj, he could understand that, especially Lord is revealed actually for him. He, in spite of when his spiritual master was objecting, because of the mercy of the Lord, Bali Maharaj could realize this is Supreme Lord Vishnu and my main job is to surrender to him and this is the right opportunity. Because even though there was an objection from spiritual master Shukla Acharya, in fact he was saying, I can find out all the shastric evidence to nullify your promise, but he said nothing doing, because it is total mercy of the Lord itself. We can understand that the Lord, how Lord is so merciful for the devotees, this we can understand. Normally Lord doesn't need any of the service actually from us. People think I am giving, favoring to the Lord by giving some land and giving some donation and giving some foodstuffs. Also some time for Lord, mainly chanting. We are favoring to the Lord actually. I've done a big favor today. I have chanted 32 rounds. Big favor for the Lord. You know? This is what normally it comes in our mind. And actually, we are not doing any favor to the Supreme Lord. And in fact, we are sympathizing by the mercy of the Lord for our own self to uplift our fallen condition. This is the mercy is given by the Lord. We are favoring our own self. Actually, Lord doesn't require any of the favor from service from us. He is Atmaram. As you know in Brahma Samhita, Chintamani Prakara Sadma Shukalpa Vriksha Lakshavate Susurabira Vipalayantam లక్ష్మీ సహస్ర శత సంభ్రమ సేవ్యమానం గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. దేర్ ఆర్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ లక్ష్మీస్, దే ఆర్ వెయిటింగ్ ఆన్ క్యూ ఫర్ సర్వింగ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. వేర్ హీ వాంటెడ్ అవర్ సర్వీస్ యాక్షన్. హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ నీడింగ్ దట్. బట్ సమ్ అదర్ టుడే ఫ్రమ్ గేంజెస్ వాటర్ people give argya to Ganges only, they are putting it back. But the thing is, what happens, he will be called a devotee of Ganga. And here also, when Lord, whatever the things Lord has given to us, whatever the position we have, we are offering to the Lord, then we become a recognized devotees. To become a devotee, you have to do all these processes. To become a devotee, there is a process. We have to follow that process, sadhana bhakti. For that purpose, the things have been shown us. And what should be our mood actually? Serving the Lord, what is the mood? Actually here we could see, Bali Maharaj is Mahajan, his mood is something extraordinary. To have this mood, actually Prabhupada is really highlighted, especially for our ISKCON devotees, the power of action, you know, what action you have to do. There's a power of action. Easy or action is satisfying Krishna. This is the real test. Whatever the action you are doing, is it satisfying Krishna? Any caste, any creed, no matter. What position you are having, by your action, is Krishna satisfied, then your life is successful. Prabhupada always emphasized that. This is the principle of life. That's the real dharma, Prabhupada says. Krishna says, sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. So, Prabhupada says, surrendering means under the protection of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the way, whatever the way he has shown us, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever the principle about dharma Lord has given us, you have to surrender accordingly. You have to take that. And that is the best and topmost, best supreme dharma, is that you are interested only to satisfy Krishna. You have to satisfy the Lord. Prabhupada says, this is the first class religion. We wanted the first class religion. Like that, in India, everyone are devotees. But whereas, we wanted some first class devotees. This is our real goal. Establishing an original relationship with Lord. And therefore, it is first class religion. Without any self-motivation or no hetu. That's why people may think, I am a poor person, no financial arrangement, how can I do my devotional service, I can postpone this, nothing. I can't love God now. No, ahitu ki apratiyata. It can't be checked by your material conditions. This is our own test. How much I am a devotee? We must always test our advancement, that how much I really love God and how can I please the Lord in all my actions. That's why Prabhupada says, unless you become a first-class devotee, there is no question of being relieved by this material condition. Even today also, inside when we are deity dressing, I was saying, unless you become totally avoid this material nature, disinterest for material nature, you cannot have love for Krishna. Then Prabhupada says, when you are totally out of this material condition, then the soul will be happy. If you are with the material condition, though soul will never be happy. That's why the shloka is given, Savai pumsham paradharmo yato bhaktir adokshaje ahituke apratiyata yayatma suprasiddhati. Actually, whenever we go and speak to the people, they do not know actually. This is really goal of the life. Real goal of life is just given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy through Rupa Goswami. What is real goal of life? Like here, the meaning is that supreme occupation. When we get a human form of life, we always try for the supreme occupation dharma for all humanity, is that by which man can attain the loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. If it is motivated, however best prize we may get by our anxious desire, by our highest motivation, great wealth, the soul will never be happy. To completely satisfy the self, it should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Soul will never be happy if you are having some motivation. That's why Prabhupada always said, you should have a first class devotees. Divinity and divine service, people has to be first class brahmanas, purpose. First class brahmanas. They should be educated, first class brahmanas. Present Kali Yuga, Kalau Shudra Sambhav. The Shudras are there. After the departure of Lord Krishna's pastime, we had the scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. That is guiding Krishna himself in literary form. And what the main job of a sadhaka, it is less like Sanatana Goswami. Is there all the exemplary paramahamsas. So he had to inquire himself. Sanatana Goswami was asking, Ke ami kene amaya jare tapatra? Why this tapatra? Why this kleshas? Why all these miseries? We ourselves have to inquire this. Then he is awakening his real requirement, awakening the soul. Prabhupada says there are normally four types. That four types means first type of a devotee is the awakening his soul. Second type is that nourishing his soul nicely. Third type, understanding about Krishna Katha, all philosophy. And fourth type is Paramahamsas. They totally regulated their sense enjoyments, totally there with Krishna all the time. 24 hours, they are remembering Krishna. It's a very highest subject. Even the Prabhupada says, an intelligent person, he never wants any temporary mitigation, some sort of happiness for little time. No. Krishna conscious will give you permanent, eternal happiness. That is the original condition. That is the solution person is going to have it. A temporary mitigation will not help us. Prabhupada said, a person, a brahmana, he will go for the permanent mitigation of this misery. Shudra means he will be in ignorance. Brahmana means remain with thorough knowledge. Present world is full of shudras. They have money. They are spending it for their sense gratification. That's why Vedic culture, it is said, in young age, we are not supposed to get more money, because present days, modern days, and especially in India, especially in place like Mumbai, young people are getting lots of money. So if you ask them come to Krishna consciousness, it's very difficult, because they got intoxicated with particular material contamination. It's very difficult. In Vedic culture, you are not supposed to give more money to the people. You have to give it what exactly is needed. When we were schooling or college time, it was all limited money. It was difficult to see the money itself. No money business. And money was not needed also. And now the thing has come. Even the teachers, they used to give some special classes. They never used to demand any money from us, some special classes. No money. The money factor was not there. Now in the present age, that thing has come because more they wanted to spend in excess money. They'll spend in proposed wine, women, and they'll go for gambling, and they'll go for big dances, spending thousands of dollars because they got excess money. So, therefore, Brahmana is called the head of the body. Unless you got a Brahmana, head is not there. What is the use of beautiful body? It's just got a strong leg. You can be a boxer, nice thing. But if the brain is not there, head is not there, then it is useless. The same way in society, a Brahmana community should be stronger with the right knowledge. And that's active brain is needed. When the brain is proper, he knows what to speak, what to eat, where to speak. Everything will be harmonized. It's the power of brain. Brain is most important. That's why we wanted dvijas, twice born dvijas. Once they get birth from father and mother, then second birth from the initiated guru. This is Atha Punja Duja Sreshna Varna Ashrami Bhagasha Stanustitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshana. The main job is there how to please Krishna. It may be morning, evening or emergency, nothing doing. That connection of Krishna conscious should be always live. Current of Krishna consciousness should be live. It's not that today's emergency, I cannot think about Krishna. It's not like that. Emergency, you have to think more about Krishna. So here it is an emergency for Balli Maharaj. He's thinking more about Krishna and he wanted to give up everything to Krishna. This is an opportunity, he got it. The character of Balli Maharaj is in this process of serving the Lord. First of all, he lost everything materially. Everything he lost. His name, being a king, his position, his prestige, front of his servants, some ministry, all, his entire people, relatives, front of relatives, somebody is getting humiliated, means it is worse than the death actually. So front of everything. And also, he has been arrested by Garuda. After getting covering entire place, again he has been arrested also. He was ready to give everything. But still he was very happy. Because what was the exact thing he was doing? He was very happy. In fact, his wife was so happy. These are all liberated souls. They have different in their consciousness. We think the whatever is happening is not proper. Somebody they are arresting. He gets so much torture. His BP must have been gone so high. No, he was happy. Call the doctors. Take some certificate. It's not like that. He was happy because whatever Krishna is doing, the perfect. And after this particular tapasya, austerity and this difficulty, what he gained? Highest spiritual asset he got it. What is that? You all know it. What is that? Lord gave himself. And Lord gave him the huge planet, Sutala Loka, and he wanted to become a doorkeeper there. And he wanted the association of Balli Maharaj. And when this position was going on, even Prahlad Maharaj was very happy. He appeared there. My grandson, so great. You took the mercy of the Lord. How wonderful. Even I wanted to stay in Sutalalo. Everyone wanted to take an association of devotees. That's why we, by Prabhupada's mercy, we get the association every day. And you know what happened in Sutala Loka? You all know about, you are all knowing about it. One day Ravan came to fight with Bali Maharaj to Sutala. And our great Supreme Lord was the gatekeeper. So with his toe he gave a one kick. Ravan, just like a football, he came back to Sri Lanka. Because Ravan is always having that greedy mind, you know. Wherever the good thing is there, he wanted to enter there. This is the condition of Ravan. He can't tolerate it. So one kick from the toe, actually. Straight, just see. His limbs and bones must have been definitely broken, like, you know. This was the power. So, Bali Maharaj, by his devotion, he has captured the Supreme Lord. That's why Prabhupada says, these are the tapasya which is pleasing the Lord. Others who like getting up early morning, so many tapasyas, doing so many rounds. These are the things, the tapasya which is pleasing the Lord. This is a pure devotional service. Prabhupada asked by some of the people, can we see Lord? Can we see Krishna? Prabhupada says, yeah, you can see Krishna. You can see, sit with Krishna. You can see Krishna. You can have all the pastime for 24 hours. But you should have one qualification. What is that? Premanchana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaivar dayeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. What a wonderful way it has given. This is the purpose of ISKCON's. You have to put ointment. Premanchana. Any saintly person who wears this ointment of love can see the Supreme Lord within his heart. He will see Shama Sundara Govinda. So it requires qualification. That is why we are daily trying to do that sadhana, to have that qualification. We have to come to that level. Prabhupada said, can we see the Supreme Lord? Yes. But what is that ointment? Premanjana ointment? You all are knowing it. What is that? Anybody, please? Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. One who renders transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably without material desire through the fruity activities or philosophical speculation. This is called pure devotion. This is needed for prema anjana. That is anjana. That is that ointment. Very tough thing to get it. It's little contamination there is there. All the time it is most important. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that real ointment. What ointment is needed for us? Through Rupa Goswami. Many cults are there. Krishna cults are there. Many people are there. They do not know what is a pure devotional service. Last time we were there in Badri. One of the Abhishek was going on, Badri Narayan. My God, everybody, they just rush like anything. They don't want to see, but they fight, you know, on the queue they fight as though they bargain. Krishna is mine, Krishna is mine, Krishna is mine. You don't see Krishna. Just pushing, you know, inside. They wanted to express our greatest love to Krishna by just pushing the people. I wanted to see Krishna. Good thing they can't grab Krishna and take away. Otherwise, you know, it was difficult to have the deity form also there. Just struggle. One lady was just entering inside and say, ruko, Mataji, ruko. Mera naam bulaya gaya hai. Mujhe jana hai wahan. You know, she is entering inside. She had given some seva. They are calling the name. So she wanted to go inside, pushing everyone. So we don't know actually where. There we get more disturbed. So that time I was feeling better thing, go to our Radha Gopinath temple, lift our bead, chant the holy name, best way you can have the darshan. All Prabhupada's temples, so wonderful. We should really appreciate that. Thousands of people can see the darshan of Prabhupada's deities. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't obstruct anyone. They are all the children of the Lord. Let them have darshan. This was the setup Prabhupada has given. Such a wonderful thing. Otherwise they will allow one by one for seeing the Lord, Supreme Father. This is not the method. Prabhupada was so compassionate. It is, you know, however compassionate, we can't express that. Even Mayapur, thousands and thousands of people at once they can have darshan of Radha Madhav, Ashtasakhi, Panchatattva. Just see. Supreme Lord, your Supreme Father, you should have re-established the relationship. Go. No, it should not be any obstruction. This is Prabhupada's glory. Such a wonderful thing. Again, what is Anyabhilashita Shunyam? Is it all interconnected? Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhakti rahituki. I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful woman, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. This was the level. This is the level. We all had been to Jagannath Puri with the devotees. And Jagannath, Subhadra, Baldev, all these chariots have come to Gundicha. They were rest standing, all three. So, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, Indra Dumna Maharaj, so many Maharajs were there. And Maharaj said, come on, now we'll pray here. It's the best place for praying. Let's all pray. We all folded hand, we stood up and Maharaj started saying, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Jagadisha Kamae, Mama Janmani Janmanishware, Bhavathad Bhaktir, Ahituki. That time I was thinking, why Maharaj is asking this prayer? It's to come to Jagannath Puri, at least we should have money, na? How Maharaj says like that? I was not in the full pledge, I could not pray there. This is a test actually. This is a test. Now, when we see this, when you take shelter of Krishna, everything is there. Money is there, land is there, ornament is there. Within Krishna, everything is there. Now I can understand. This secret was known by Bali Maharaj. After getting real practical experience, that time we'll come to know it's an ocean of wealth. Lord has got everything. You have to connect with yourself. You have to just connect. And everything you'll get it. Prabhupada says, you have a copper coin, and if you throw that copper coin, if you are going to get a gold coin, definitely you should throw it. So devotees are very, very intelligent. They have come for higher, they got some higher coin, higher wealth. That's why they have come. They are not fools. Very intelligent have come. That time I was obstructing. No, it is not proper. I could not, in full pledge, I could not pray. When we understand, when you take shelter of Krishna, everything is there. Prabhupada says, even if you got crores of rupees, even these thousands of rupees are not a problem. You can clear up. This is Supreme Lord. To have Supreme Lord. That's why The lesson we can hear from it, surrender totally. Don't use your independence. One of the places, Prabhupada says, the good qualification of a disciple is not using his independence. Whatever spiritual master gives him an order, whatever the shastra, as per shastra, he properly, obediently follows that. If he uses his independence, then he can't progress in spiritual life. No independence you have to use. You just surrender, surrender. Because this belongs to Krishna. That's why, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakala shanta. Prabhupada always quotes this. You are all very experienced Bhagavat masters. You are all great people. You know that. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakala shanta. They always, they'll never get peace at all. Krishna bhakta nishkama ataiva shanta. When he is Krishna bhakta, when he full-pledged Krishna bhakta, he becomes nishkama. He'll be peaceful. That's why we want nishkama bhakta. Nishkama bhakti, that is pure devotional service. That pure devotional service was there with Bali Maharaj, so he could capture Krishna. This is the formula. Nishkama bhakti. This is the formula. Nishkama bhakti is the formula. Examples are many. In our Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see Sridhar Kolavej. When they get purified, they never have a tinge of material desire. This is an example. After getting purification, Sridhar Kolavej. At Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking, ask something, Kolavecha, ask. You don't have a proper house. Entire house, you know, you got such a hut actually. Whenever the rainy season, not a drop of water goes out. Such a hut. You know, such a condition. Anything you can ask. You can ask Ashta Siddhi. Anything you can ask, Kolavecha. Because this pure devotional service, then you can understand what they ask actually. Finally, Kolavecha Sridhar asked, I wanted life after life just to see that small Nimai. He comes and takes banana leaf from me. I wanted that darshan, life after life. And even Haridas Thakur. You ask anything, Haridas Thakur. Namacharya. What Haridas Thakur asked? Supreme Lord was asking, he should have been used his real brain. No, we think in that material language. He says, if you at all I want to take birth, let me become a dog in Vaishnava's house so that I can have their remnants. See the changes. What range of importance they give for material life, we can understand in these two examples. Very special. He was knowing. He was a grandson. Bali Maharaj is a grandson of Prahlad. He was Mahajan. Not an ordinary person. Krishna reveals him what to give and what not to give. He surrenders totally. Krishna made a wonderful arrangement for to Bali Maharaj to surrender. That's why even essence of bhakti we can hear is Atma Nivedan. Yes, sir. He is the person who has totally surrendered. On that day, one finally before the conclusion, I wanted to take one of the point. See, this our Radha Gopinath Prabhu, I think he's not there today. He is quoted from Devamrit Prabhu Swami, one of the things. Who is the wealthy person? Very wonderful thing. You all know about it. Who is the wealthy person? Really wealthy person is he, at the end of the day, whoever remembers Krishna more and more, he is actually a wealthy person. Very wonderful thing. There are two formulas. Whoever remembers more and more about Krishna is a wealthy person. Also able to render some service to Krishna. These two factors are counted in the wealth. And this wealth is imperishable wealth. This spiritual value will be deposited in our eternal bank account. Krishna naam. Satatam kirtayantumam. Kirtaniya sadar. So we are in the level of sadhana bhakti, and understanding this principle of Bali Maharaj and how we can just desire. We wanted to have this range, have this, we have to come to this level. This desire, sincere desire, Krishna will fulfill. And we have to practice this. We have to practice this. This is not how many years we lived here. That is not important. How we lived. And there should not be any repentance. Time is very short. So, especially the chanting has got all the effect. Prabhupada has given us a guaranteed medicine. 16 round japa. 4 regulative principle. Association with devotees. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. This principle will put us one day in that level. And this is guaranteed. This is guaranteed. It's proved. So, we should sincerely do our job. Radha Gopinath and our Parampara, Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they'll help us to come up to that level. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. At least we will be called a recognized devotees. That level will come, recognized devotees, as per this purport of Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Any question and comments? Yes? Hari Hari.
I wanted to, just this last sentence that you brought up, I wanted to ask a question about that. Can you read the sentence from the purport? Can you read that sentence about recognize devotee of Krishna? Can you read that one more time?
Yeah.
Can you read it, please, one more time?
You wanted me to read it again?
Yeah.
The purport of that?
No, just that one sentence where Prabhupada talks about becoming a recognized devotee.
Yeah, it is said...
Not the part about Ganges, but...
Yeah, it is from Ganges sister. The Ganges does not increase in any way, but by such an offering, the devotee becomes celebrated as a devotee of Mother Ganges. Similarly, when we offer anything with devotion and faith, what we offer does not belong to us, nor does it enrich the opulence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if one offers whatever he has in his position, he becomes recognized devotee. This is the word.
So, our bhakti is supposed to be ahaituki, without cause. So, why is Srila Prabhupada emphasizing here recognition? Because recognition doesn't seem to be something that's necessarily favorable for bhakti. Recognition sometimes can be, contrary to, Shuddha Bhakti.
Actually, you must be definitely knowing the answer, but as per my knowledge, I'll say, by that recognition, it will be useful for the other souls to follow that. That recognition, particular method of recognition, some institution has got some recognition of devotees, so that other fallen souls, they can follow this process by seeing this devotee. This is one of the reasons. Very disciplined way it is done. It's like an institute. Otherwise, ahituki, anybody can do it as a Babaji somewhere. He is a good bhakta. But it has to be done in a very regulated way, as an institutional way, just to aspire other devotees to do that. That is one of the reasons.
Okay, I was also...
You can add something.
No, that's very good, but I think that's the best answer. Another answer I was considering was that perhaps we want our we want to be recognized by Krishna as a devotee. Perhaps that's something to aspire for. Maybe you can comment on that also.
Actually, whether Krishna, the real devotees, they never even bother whether Krishna recognizes. He does his service properly, and it depends upon to Krishna whether to recognize or not. Is it even the Bali Maharaj? He could do his service properly, whatever the way he said. He arrested him. He was very humbly listening, hearing. Let leave it to Krishna. The ball, Krishna can take whatever the decision he wants. Finally, he achieved. Krishna himself has become a doorman. Thank you. Anything else? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.